It's commencement week on our campus, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, so we would like to revisit a class for storytellers called Rising Rock. Billy Weeks is the lecturer in communication who teaches it. Among his students in the class this semester, Nessa Parrish, Amanda Brooks, Kaylee Shaw, and Ben Greenwell. Billy, Nessa, Amanda, Kaylee, Ben, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much.
Billy, we should remind folks about what Rising Rock is and does.
Rising Rock is an upper-level communication class at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. We tell nonfiction stories about the greater Chattanooga, Tennessee area. One of the challenges of the students is to get off campus and to tell stories about the community, not to compete with our other student media like The Echo and Mox News. We wanted to get away from the campus and come up with our own set of stories that might be a little different. Some of our challenges that we do is we produce written stories, multimedia video stories, sometimes with journalistic photographs, and it's all reporting and communication based in nonfiction. And we have a really great time at it. We learn a lot of things along the way. The group of students that are in the class this semester are incredibly talented, and I really love the storytelling techniques that they have been working on.
This time a year ago, the pandemic was hitting the Chattanooga area, and you were in the middle of teaching a Rising Rock class, and you and that class had to adjust and adjust and adjust. What are some of the things that you have learned in the past year of teaching this class during the pandemic and what you've seen the students learn?
Well, number one, I guess probably the most important thing that I've learned is that our students are really terrific at adjusting and telling stories, some of them very emotional stories. As far as our class goes, the adjustments we've made on the technical side, we've had to adjust to the audio difference, not being able to put a lav mic on somebody, which gives you a really clean signal for your audio. We've had to adjust and understand a little bit more of our ambient sound and some of our techniques in that form. I got to say, both last year and this year, both, they've learned how to be really good teammates and support each other when they're working on a story. Whereas if somebody might be struggling with an audio piece, somebody else has been more than willing to step up and support them if they needed the help. And I'm very grateful to see that because I think the students understand the pandemic as well as we do. We were all in a state of change over the last year. Incredibly proud of what they have been able to produce.
And now we turn to some of those students from this class, Nessa and Amanda and Kaylee and Ben. Your thoughts on what Billy has been talking about with adjusting during this pandemic to learn and do what you're doing?
I was in the class last year, right when COVID hit. And it definitely was an adjustment then. And I think that Rising Rock as a whole has done a really good job of continuing to tell those stories. I took a semester off last semester from the class, but was still super engaged with kind of what they were doing. And I think that it was so cool that Nessa went and did a tattoo story and, you know, just things like that, that seem super normal, but during COVID may not be. So I think that Rising Rock, of all of the classes that I have been in, did an incredible job at adjusting with this COVID times and things like that. It was just a really cool experience to be able to watch being in the class last year when things happened and then taking a semester off and coming back and just seeing how Billy and the rest of the class have just changed and reworked and regrouped to still be able to tell these really awesome stories.
Thanks, Amanda. Nessa, how about you?
So I was in the class last semester as well. It's amazing to be able to have to navigate this situation alongside the real world professionals because they're also in this pandemic and they also have to pivot and learn these new skills and adjust just as we are. And it puts it in perspective that we are students, but we are doing the work that professionals are getting paid to do as well.
And Kaylee.
This is my first semester in Rising Rock, but I have past experience in different student media. So, you know, you've kind of had the experience of like how things were versus how things are now. It feels like a very valuable learning experience that I can take with me. I've learned to adapt. I've learned how to change things right at a split second. And I think it's going to help me a lot moving forward.
And Ben, how about you?
It's my first time in like any form of student media. So I'm just really grateful to be a part of it. And I do really do think I'm getting like a lot of experience and knowledge out of it. And these things really applicable for what I'm going to be doing after college. So
the stories that you're working on are still a work in progress, but we will be sharing those here on Scenic Roots on WUTC soon after the semester. Give us a preview of some of the stories that you're working on.
Right now, we're actually working on kind of a COVID year in review, for lack of a better term. So I think that that's something really cool looking back. My team's doing COVID as a whole, the overview of it. Ness's team is doing the past, looking back on last year. And Ben's team is actually doing the future and what we're looking to. And I think that all three of those are going to come together and mesh really well into one cohesive story. But also, it brings the campus and the community out together. You know, we've all been going through this weird phase of life, as Nessa said, you know, professionals and students alike. This story particularly does a really good job and will do a really great job at, you know, looking back at what the university did and what the community did, and also looking forward to the exciting things coming and, you know, how we can get back to normal, I guess, and just learn and grow from this time period. So I just think that that story is really cool and something that's very different.
Like she said, one of the stories we're working on is the COVID year in review. That piece I'm very excited about, but we are also working on individual stories. And so my personal one is on women in the skateboarding community here in Chattanooga, because there are several that exist here. And I wanted to know, what does that look like? Because for the most part in Chattanooga and nearly everywhere else, you see and hear those big names like Tony Hawk, but the names of the women skaters aren't as well known. And I want to know what that experience kind of looks like here.
And Kaylee?
So it's hard to pick just one that I'm excited for. There's a lot of diversity, especially in our individual stories. We have local histories, profiles on local people, and there's just, I think, a lot that is going to really paint some different pictures about our community and kind of showcase what's going on in Chattanooga and the surrounding areas that maybe some people don't know about. Just on like my personal story, I'm doing a story on the 6th Cavalry Museum out in Fort Oakleford, which is this really tiny building right next to the battlefield that talks about the history of the city. And I've learned so much and gotten to meet some really cool members of their staff. And so I'm really excited to share that with everybody.
And Ben, Amanda touched on some of what your focus is, but share a little more.
Our focus is basically the future of COVID. The way I was thinking about it was, so the past and the present stories, they can be kind of negative, I think, given the year we've gone through, but the future kind of needs to be positive. We don't know, we have to be positive. So we're setting up interviews with elementary students over at the Chattanooga School for the Arts and Sciences, just to get like a fresh look on the future. You know, I want to get their input. I want to know how they feel about the pandemic, and also just like get their goals and their motivations. Like, you know, kid, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want people to realize that this is not going to last forever. And, you know, that we have the next generation to look forward to. That's a kind of our hook right now, where we're trying to go with it.
How has this experience influenced your thoughts about figuring out your own future?
I think that COVID as a whole has been really interesting in my senior year of college and, you know, experiencing the whole year in it. I don't think that that was something, if you had told me a year ago that this would still be happening, I don't necessarily know if I would have believed you. It would have happened for the whole year. I think that I would have been shocked. I think a lot about the seniors that graduated last year in 2020 and kind of what they were going through, you know, missing out on those last 2 months of their senior year and how hard that must have been. I'm very thankful for the way that the university has kind of fluctuated and the way that the community has come together to figure things out so that we can at least have some semblance of, you know, a normal senior year and a normal way of things look. And I think that it's prepared, at least for me, prepared me better to expect the unexpected. That's a cliche, but I think going out into the world, it's good to know you never know what could happen and how things could change right there. And so I think that it's prepared me in that way to prepare myself for the unpreparable things. So I think that that's something that COVID throughout the past year has helped me with to bring a positive note to, you know, some of that learning and growth from it.
I can absolutely relate to that. I try with most things to find the positive and to see what I can gain from it. Even though it might be a difficult situation to navigate, I still gain something in the end. And so I've kind of shifted my view on this whole situation as a game or like a test of adaptability and see what I'm capable of, what I can do, how innovative I can be. Because in the world that we work in, communications, those are things you have to be able to do. And this is kind of a real life, real world test that I get to put the things I've learned to work. I've kind of made it like my own little game in a way, making it fun.
For me, as I look forward towards my professional career, I definitely think that COVID has taught me how to communicate in new ways and how to learn on the fly. We tell stories differently now that we're operating in a mostly virtual world. We ask our questions differently and interviews are conducted differently. And learning how to navigate that, I think, is going to be really important because our technology and the way we communicate will continue to change. And it's probably going to change at a very fast rate. So learning now how to cope with that, I think, is very important.
Yeah, I'd agree with what Kaylee said. Rising Rock's one of the, like, the very few classes that are actually face-to-face right now. And I know so many students who are just doing this every day to Zoom classes. And it's hard to imagine that they're going to be, especially seniors, just doing all Zoom classes. There's not too much experience to be gained there. Whereas in a class like this, we have like deadlines, we have people that rely on us, we have obligations, responsibilities. And I think that really makes a difference, especially for those about to actually go back out into the workforce. I think classes like these really help you prepare. And even during a pandemic, it's harder, but it makes a difference.
And where can people go online to keep up with it all?
RisingRock.net.
All right. Billy, Amanda, Nessa, Kaylee, Ben, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks.